B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
Eric Bloom from Blue Oyster Cult joins us today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. The Symbol Remains is their latest album, which drops on Friday, October 9th. I guess the question is, where have they been as far as new music is concerned?
Well, I've heard that question before.
Yeah, sure, I'm sure you have.
And terrific answer for that.
We talk about the album title, some songs on the album, as well as The Alchemist, which is one of my personal faves.
I get to play The Alchemist.
I know it's kind of a hacked thing to talk about, but I had to ask him about the SNL skit with the cowbell.
That it said, this car acceleration, this car this or that, but however, it needs more cowbell.
Did you ever get a chance to meet Christopher Walken or Will Ferrell? And more today with Eric Bloom from Blue Oyster Cult on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Back at it again, the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. Thanks so much for downloading and checking it out with Eric Bloom today from Blue Oyster Cult. This was supposed to be another two-for-one Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. I was supposed to talk with Chino from the Deftones. Actually, I was supposed to talk to him twice in the last week. Friday, we had some sort of difficulty making the connection. I'm not sure. His people called me, and then they tried to put him on the line. This happened several times. They couldn't get him on the line with me for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm like, why doesn't he just call me direct? And then he had to go somewhere or something. Then I was supposed to interview him today over a Zoom call to alleviate that problem. And I guess he's a little bit under the weather. So we're going to have to reschedule that. And like I said, Chino from the Deftones hopefully coming up pretty soon here on Talkin' Rock. In the meantime, talked with Brent Smith earlier today from Shinedown and Smith & Myers as well. And you could check that entire interview out at WRIF.com or on the WRIF Instagram page, which is super cool. Just click on it. The entire 25-minute interview is on there. I did stump him a little bit with the song he's most proud of having written, and a song he would have liked to have wrote, and different things like that. So anyways, Brent's a good guy. I've known him for a lot of years. And so that's up, like I said, at WRIF.com on the Instagram page. In the meantime, Eric Bloom and Blue Oyster Cult, The Symbol Remains, drops this Friday as I record this, October 9th. And they did play a gig over the weekend. He says you can't play guitars with your gloves on, but I'm sure I saw a picture of Buck Dharma with gloves on, but, you know, I wasn't there, so whatever. Here's Eric Bloom today from Blue Oyster Cult on Talkin' Rock.
Meltdown. How
yes,
you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just here in Detroit Rock City. And, I think I saw, did you guys play a gig over the weekend?
We did. We played a very cold show somewhere near Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, it looked kind of cold. You guys had your gloves on and everything.
Well, you can't play guitar with gloves on, but you know, we were bundled up a little bit.
Yeah, so was that like one of those outdoor things that people are doing now, like drive-ins or something?
It wasn't a drive-in. It was like a regular show, supposedly COVID-safe, and we were on a stage facing like up on a hill, and there was tables and chairs at the top of the hill, and people seated on the hill, you know, and a couple of thousand people, and it was okay, you know. It was COVID safe for us, so that's what counted.
Yeah, there you go. So the new record drops this week. The Symbol Remains, and it's like, it's so cool. First of all, the title of the album is so cool. It's like, in 2020, BOC is still here, right?
Yeah, essentially that's it. But the lyric, actually the title, The Symbol Remains, comes from a Sandy Pearlman song called The Shadow of California, which is on one of our older albums. And Sandy passed away. He was our mentor and early manager, and wrote a lot of lyrics for us. So sort of a tribute. And then also I sort of lifted it from one of his lyrics, and I thought it would be appropriate as a title.
Now, I guess one of the obvious questions is, how come the big long gap in new music from BOC?
Well, I've heard that question before.
Yeah, sure, I'm sure you have.
there's no terrific answer for that. But the main answer is the last two records, which were done 20 years ago, was on a label that really did not promote us very well. And those records were essentially came out and went nowhere because we were not promoted well. And we really felt those records were pretty good. So because of that, we were not anxious to spend a year making another album that no one heard. So we would have to give up a year of touring to make another album. So we just said, there's no rush. And before we knew it, time has passed. And to give up a year of touring is, you know, financially is not the greatest thing for us to do. So we kept, you know, pushing forward. And no label was interested. So time passed. In the meanwhile, starting about 14 years ago, Richie Castellano joined, Jules Rodino joined. And 3-4 years ago, Danny Miranda returned. So for the last several years, we've had a very good unit. And then we started anxiously looking for a label. And our management found Frontiers, which is a European label. And they we made a good marriage with them, and they promised a promotion and gave us the wherewithal to start recording. So lit a fire under us, and now here we are. Now the record comes out on the 9th, just a few more days. And it's been done since mid-April, so we've been very happy to get the thing out already.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, so you've released a couple songs, Box in My Head, Tainted Blood. I got this song, too, the Alchemist, which I think is great. And to be honest with you, when I was listening to that song today, it kind of struck me on how here in Detroit and stuff, the weather's changing, the leaves are falling off the tree and changing and stuff like that, and it kind of it almost fit the mood for the season.
Which song?
The Alchemist.
Yeah. Oh, you heard that song?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, it's Halloween-y, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's that's a Richie song that I sing, and then I sort of wrote a good chunk of Tainted Blood that I thought he should sing, so he was very generous asking me to sing his song, The Alchemist, and there's going to be a video on that song, probably going to drop the night before the album is released.
Okay.
And I get to play The Alchemist.
I think that's a really cool song. Like I said, it's very timely for this time of year for sure. So.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Anyways, you know, I have to ask you about this, and I'm sure you've heard this a billion times, but, you know, how did that Saturday Night Live skit with the cowbell and stuff, how did that, like, I don't know, help, hinder Blue Oyster Cult? I mean, did you guys know they were going to do it? I mean, I have a million questions about that. I'm sure you've heard all of them, but just tell me a little synopsis about how that helped the band.
Well, we did not have any idea. No one told us. So I actually happened to be home that Saturday night and saw it live, same as everybody else. So when it said behind the music, Blue Oyster Cult, you know, my jaw dropped. So, you know, I was a little more shocked than amused. You know, I didn't find it funny the first time, you know, because I was more shocked. I didn't find it bad. I just thought I was just shocked that somebody's, you know, sending us up on SNL, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, having seen it about 100 times since then, I find it very funny. But what can I say? It's become part of Americana now. I mean, you're in Detroit, and I'm a car guy. So I'm very good friends with a lot of people in the automotive press. And I was reading Auto Week, which, you know, terrible shame that it just went out of print and is now online only. But some of my friends at Auto Week, you know, I was reading an article that it said this car acceleration, this car this or that, but however, it needs more cowbell. and everybody knows what that means, you know.
That's right.
So that skit has really crossed over into part of the English language.
Yeah, that's so cool. Have you ever had a chance to meet Will Ferrell or Christopher Walken or any of those guys?
No, I haven't. You know, I'd say maybe 3-4 years. You know, that gag is 20 years old.
Right.
I mean, it was 2000. I mean, it's a long time ago. It doesn't seem like it's 20 years ago, but it was. But anyway, no, we did it. We played a show in L.A., I would say maybe 5 or 6 years afterwards. And I called a friend of mine who's in the entertainment business, and I said, can you ask Will Ferrell if he'd like to come down and come on stage? He says, let me see if I could reach him. And he did reach him, and he was 100 miles away on location. But he would have come.
That is so funny. Yeah, that really has become a cultural thing, is like you said. So that's so cool. Hey, real fast, last thing here for you. I know that, you know, Blue Oyster Cult's been around for a while, but if I'm not mistaken, you guys coined the phrase or the name Blue Oyster Cult in 1971, if I'm not mistaken. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but next year, 50th anniversary, you guys have any plans? I know it's probably hard to say now with everything that's going on in the world, but did you have anything planned?
Nothing specific. The first album was 72, but you're right. We started using the name in 71. I can't think of anything jumping out at me considering the COVID situation, but I'm sure there'll be something. We did a tour. This week we're supposed to be in England on tour with Deep Purple, but it got pushed into October of next year. We'll be working in 21, hopefully as normal.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, Eric, thanks so much for the time. The Symbol Remains comes out this coming Friday, October 9th, and so far what I've heard is really killer. And, man, I'll tell you what, this Symbol Remains and BOC is back, I suppose, right?
Oh, we hope so. And, you know, it's 14 tracks, double vinyl. I think there's special editions with color vinyl and color CDs, and of course, it's streaming, and there's three videos on YouTube for people that want to take a peek at that. And I think we're doing a pre-release party on Newsday.com, which is Long Island's newspaper. But so Newsday.com on the night of the 8th.
Well, cool. Well, good luck with everything, and we'll see you next time you come back, swing back through the Motor City. Maybe we can get you a big three tour or something.
Yeah, well, we love your city, and we played there a lot, so we'll be glad to come back.
All right, Eric. Thank you so much for the time. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
There you go. A quick hit, Talking Rock with Meltdown Podcast today with Eric Bloom from Blue Oyster Cult. The Symbol Remains drops on October 9th. And of the four songs I've heard so far, That Was Me, which I'll play here once again heading out of this interview. But The Alchemist, I think, is my favorite. It's got this really like cool Halloween-type vibe like he was talking about in there. And so, yeah, if you get a chance, definitely check that out coming up on October 9th. Not only am I doing interviews here on the podcast, like I mentioned before, interviews on Instagram Live, which has really been a thing that's really come to the forefront since COVID hit. And it's really cool to get a chance to talk to these guys. You can, see their reaction, their faces, or, you know, different things like that. Like, for example, when I asked Eric about the cowbell, I'm sure he rolled his eyes. But that's just what you got to do nowadays. But, I mean, such a classic SNL scene. I mean, when somebody says needs more cowbell, I mean, everyone has seen that that scene on SNL. So anyways, got to thank Eric for the time, and thank you guys, of course, for listening to Talking Rock. Subscribe, check back often. We'll be back soon with another killer interview.
Thank you for listening to Talking Rock with Meltdown. You can help this podcast grow by giving it a 5-star rating and writing a review on Apple and iTunes. Plus, feel free to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, thanks for listening to Talking Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.